Festus, where we see another thriller. We've seen a lot of good basketball games with these Festus Tigers this season. South Iron in overtime winning this one 78-75. Head coach of the Tigers out of Festus, just Jason Therrell with us. And I'll just generally throw it out there to you first, then we'll talk specifics. What did you see as the biggest reason that that 10-point lead late got away and they ended up with the win? What did you see from your perspective?
Well, a couple different things. One, credit to them for making some big shots and making some big plays. We had a couple key mistakes there, missed a couple front ends of a 1-and-1 on free throws. candidly, there was a play there when we were up 6 with Logan Cash. I thought he got fouled on the baseline. We didn't get to shoot free throws there. And the momentum really got away from us right there. And just a really, really tough loss for the Tigers tonight.
Did you feel like about 3-4 minutes to go, I'm not sure of exact clock time, I thought you got out of the rhythm of your offense a little bit. Did you feel that and see the same
100%,
thing?
Like it felt like we were playing, you know, to not make a mistake again. And we've done that a few times, and it's hard to get out of that mode when you get in it. And just a real tough situation there for us.
I'll ask you this, because Greg and I don't know. We're sitting here, and we're not behind your bench like we were here with South Iron. That sequence that I'm talking about late in the game kind of got a little slower pace up. That's not a strategy thing. That's just what kind of happened, correct?
Yeah, 100%. Like, that's not like we're trying to stall. We're not trying to do anything like that. I think in those situations, you got guys that are really careful to not take the questionable shot, and then that gets into a mode of what shot do I take at all, and then they're out of the rhythm, and then it's really a tough position to be in at times. And, it's hard for high school kids to figure that out sometimes, and their coach's got to do a better job for them.
I'm going to ask you this, given what we've seen of your group and then what you look at the schedule and you know is on there, can you get to the district tournament and have any scenario come up that you haven't at least already had a chance to experience this year? It seems like you have been involved in almost every type of basketball game you can be involved in. I don't know if you could get surprised by anything come district time. Has your schedule done that for you?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to look up and down, I'll put our schedule against anybody. Yep. You know, playing Park Hills twice, playing South Iron twice, Hillsboro 3 times, Windsor 2 times. I don't think anybody's going to look at our schedule and think that we've played too many slouches. Pretty good schedule. So we're going to be prepared come district time, no doubt about that.
Wrap it up with this. I know wins is what you always want, but the last couple of games that you played before district, what are you looking for the most other than we'd like to score more points than the opponent? What are you looking for to be as prepared as possible going into district
play? To close out one of these type of games again, because we did close out these games early. Now we've had 3 in a row, just brutal losses go against us. St. Jen's coming to our place on Monday night. I feel like it's going to be another game like this. We got to close one out like this.
Always appreciate your time. Good to see you, and good luck moving forward.
Thank you.
Head coach of the Festus Tigers takes a few minutes with us on our post-game report. Those post-game interviews brought to you by Maritime. They're educating educators about their retirement, guiding clients through a process specifically designed for educators in the Missouri PSRS and Peers Retirement System. Again, a Maritime bringing you that post-game interview with the head coach of the Festus Tigers, Jason Therrell.